Tfilin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, beginning with the first words on the top of the Amud, Toner Rabbonon. Toner Rabbonon, Sadin Betzitzis, Beishamai Potrin, Ubeishilu Mechayvin. Continuing the discussion that we had yesterday, whether the mitzvah tzitzis is obligatory even in the case when it will entail the violation of the Isra of Klaim, the violation of the Isra of Klaim, of Shatness. Here the Braisa says as follows. Sadin, which is a garment of linen, as far as the mitzvah of tzitzis is concerned, the Shammai Petrin, the Shammai says, you do not have to place tzitzis on a garment of linen. Petra from tzitzis. Beis Hillel says, Mechayiv and Yechayiv on such a garment. Immediately the question is raised in our minds. We just concluded the Gemara, in which we stated that when the Torah says "V'nosnu tzitzis akanta bigdeim," that stam beget is tzemel or pishtim, so certainly a garment of linen is chayiv in tzitzis. That's the very classical case of the Torah, where you have to place tzitzis on a garment of linen. So what does it mean Beis Shammai excuses a garment of the linen from tzitzis? So Rashi immediately comes to explain that here Beis Shammai is arguing in the very fundamental premise that we have assumed all along, that klaim is mutter in tzitzis, that you are allowed to wear tcheiles and a garment of linen. The reason we have assumed this, because we have gone with the assumption that the mitzvah of tcheiles, which is wool, to be may be worn on linen because of the klal of Eser Dechaloisisa, which is learned out from the fact that the Torah places the prohibition of Lasul B'Shatnez right next to the mitzvah of Gedilin Ta'asa L'cho, and this juxtaposition is the basis for the drosha of Smuchin that the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, to tell us that we are allowed in the case of when we have to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis to violate these of klai, and from here we know that Eser Dechaloisisa V'chol HaTorah Kula. However, this, on this assumption, on this drosh of smuchin, Rashi says that Beis Shammai argues, and Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the whole drosh of smuchin, and holds that there is no heter to wear a klaim even in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, when the Torah says to put tcheilus on your tzitzis, it must be talking about only a garment of wool, because tcheilus is wool, and the garment therefore must be wool. However, if the garment will be linen, then the Torah never told us to put tcheilus on. Therefore, Tana Rabbon and Sadim B'tzitzis, the Shammai Petrin. The Shammai says you're not required to put a tzitzis with tcheilus on a garment of linen. Beisilu, who does learn the drasha of smuchin and learns that chayiv tzitzis is muta, therefore they say you're chayiv to put tzitzis even if it's klaim on a garment of linen. And the halacha says the braisa is like beisilu, that we darshin smuchim and after the chalaisa said you're allowed to wear klaim but tzitzis. Now Rashi immediately points out that if the machloikis over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is a machloikis of whether we darshan smuchin and whether we say klaim betzitzis is mutter or not, then the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel should be worded differently. It should say sadim betzitzis Beis Shammai oisrin, Beis Shammai prohibits the wearing of tzitzis on a garment of linen because there's an isach shatness. Why do we have a lotion of potrin and mechayvin? It's a much more serious question of whether you're going to be violating the isach of klaim or not when you're wearing sadeh betzitzis. So one peshama should asa and besilu should permit, should be matir. Explains Rashi, because the chiyuv of tzitzis is chevas talis. Tzitzis chayva hu lebeget, says Rashi. Now this is a machlokes I'm drawing later on. Rashi holds that the time of this braisa holds that tzitzis is a chiyuv of the talus, and therefore there is not a question over here of violating at this moment the isa of shatnis. It's a question whether that garment, which is still sitting in the drawer with munach bekuso, whether it's chayiv in tzitzis or whether it's putter from tzitzis. There's no isa of shatnis being discussed because we're not talking about wearing it yet. We're talking about the chiyuv on the beged before one man, the man even puts it on. So Beis Shammai says that garment, which is murach bekufsa, which is made of linen, is putter from tzitzis, and Beis Hillel says it's chayv. But memela, we can learn out the din of isa v'heta also. Obviously, if Beis Shammai holds that it's putter from tzitzis, because placing the tzitzis on it would create a garment of shatnez, so of course then it would follow that it would be usur to wear such a garment. And Beis Hillel says that you're chayiv to put tzitzis of shatnez onto this garment of linen. Certainly for him it would be mutter to wear the garment. So it is a basically a machlokes whether it's usur or mutter, but the machlokes between them starts before the man puts it on. It starts already while it's munach b'kufsa, and therefore we can use the lashon of poetry and mechayivim. Now the Braisa says Alochi Kedivrei Beis Hillel. The Alochi is that we do Darshan Smuchim, and that you're chayiv in tzitzis in a garment of linen, and of course you're allowed to wear it. The Braisa then continues Omer Rabbi Eliezer Rab Tzadik Bahalo Kolamatul Tchelis Yerushalayim Eino Elo Min Amasmi. Rabbi Eliezer Rab Tzadik is arguing on the Braisa's statement, on the Tanakama statement, that Alochi Kedivrei Beis Hillel, and he says that how can the Alochi be like a Beis Hillel when we know that in Yerushalayim they have banned the wearing of trelis. They have said anybody who wears trelis is none other than an oddity, a curiosity, someone who draws attention to himself. In other words, he's out of place. No one is allowed to wear trelis in Yerushalayim. It is not permitted. And if the halacha were like Beis Hillel, so why shouldn't we do it? After all, Hillel darshins smuchim that shatnez betzitzis is mutter. Omar Rebbe, says Rebbe, im kein vama asura, answer your question that you asked is a good question. If the halacha is indeed like Beis Hillel, then why did they ask it in Yerushalayim? The answer is there is an injunction of the Chachom. There's an Issa de Rabbanon to wear tcheles in Yerushalayim, to wear tzitzis with tcheles in Yerushalayim. Because lefishein bikin, because since people are not boki in the drosha of smuchin, that klein betzitzis is mutter, since they don't know this halacha, if they will see one wearing klein betzitzis, they will come to think that shatnez is bechlal mutter, that there's no isur shatnez. And just as they see someone wearing a linen garment with tcheles, tzitzis on it, they will come to think that shatnez is mutter everywhere, and they will wear shatnez in other garments. Therefore, the Chachamim said, don't wear tcheles in your tzitzis. Now, the question might be asked, how can the Chachamim tell us to violate the mitzvah of the Torah? The Torah tells us to wear tzitzis with tcheles, and the Chachamim say don't do it. This the Gemara answers in Yevamos and in other places, that the Chachamim have the korach to have us violate the Dovah min HaTorah b'shev al taseh. If there's a good reason, the Chachamim can say that we should hold back from fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah and by being passive. And here they have a good reason, because they're afraid that other people will learn from this to wear shak. Now this mahalik is according to the first lashon of Rashi. The Rashi explains that the kasha of Rabbi Lezer Rab Tzadik was on Beis Hillel. How can Beis Hillel say that tzadim and tzitzis is mutter when we know that in Yerushalayim they prohibit it? But according to the second perish, the kasha was never on Beis Hillel. The kasha was always on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that tzadim and tzitzis is potter. That means that we don't darshan smuchim, and you're not allowed to put shatnez into tzitzis, says Rabbi Lezer Rab Tzadik. But isn't it true that in Yerushalayim they state that anybody who wears tcheles, it was mi'amas mi'am, is curiosity. Now, is it something that shouldn't be done? It sounds like an Issa d'Rabbanon. But according to you, Beis Shammai, who holds that tzadim betzitzis is potter, there's no drosh of smuching, and klein betzitzis is not mutter, it's not allowed. So why is it mi'amas mi'am? Why is he only a curiosity, an oddity? It's also. Why does it say mi'amas mi'am? It should say also. To that, Omar Rebbe, Rebbe came and answered, and he says, from here you see that even Beis Shammai would be murdered, that really min hadin it's mutter, that he also would darshan smuchin. And truly, Tosfos points out that smuchin in Mishneh Torah, everybody darshans. So Beis Shammai also has to be murdered, that klein betzitzis is mutter midaraisa. And Beis Shammai said he was pattering. He means midarabonon, says that not to put tzitzis on, because of the reason that Rebbe explains, because l'fishen bikin, because people come to wear klein shlubamokim mitzvah. But in essence, Beis Shammai is also murdered the klein betzitzis is mutter min haTorah because of the drosh of smuchin. That's the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says machayvin because we're not concerned about these concerns of lefisha ein bekiyin. And Beis Shammai says yes, we are concerned, and therefore the Chachamim asked it. However, there's really no machlokes in what the deraisa is. Both Rebbe hold that Sadam Mitzitzis is muta. The machlokes is only whether the Chachomim prohibited it. Now, according to this Pelish, Rei Shammai holds that the Chachomim prohibited it because of certain Gezeres concerns, either because of a fish be'ein bikin, or as the Gemara is going to say later, different reasons why the Chachomim prohibited to wear klein betzitzis. And according to the first Pelish, Beis Hillel holds also murder that the Chachomim prohibited it because of certain concerns. Now, the question is, what did they prohibit inside of betzitzis? With Pashis, and the way Rashi learns, and other Rishonim, that all they prohibited was wearing of tchelis together with a garment of linen. That you can't wear tchelis, which is wool, on a beged of linen, because of concerns that the Chachomim had, which we're going to learn. However, certainly, in a garment of linen, you should put tzitzis of linen, where there's no question of shatis. So learn most of the Rishonim. However, there are many Rishonim, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch also, though we don't paskin like that, and that's Rabbi Natam and the Rosh and others that hold when Rabbi Beis Shammai says Poitrim, he paters from tzitzis entirely, even though that you can very well place strings chutim of linen onto a beged of linen. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai excuses him entirely from wearing the mitzvah of tzitzis, because you might wear tchelis, and if you put on tchelis, then you would come to all these other concerns. Either ein bikin, and other people would learn from that to wear tchelis in other places, shloba mokum mitzvah, or other concerns that the Gemara is going to say. Therefore, says Rabbi Natam, you're going to be potter from tzitzis altogether. And Rabbi Natam is medayik the lashon of the Beraisa. It says, sadin betzitzis Beis Shammai Poitrin. It doesn't say Sadin B'Tcheles Beis Shammai Poitrin, but even Sadin in Tzitzis. The whole mitzvah of Tzitzis was foregone in a situation where the garment was linen. And we'll bring Rayas to this as we go through the Gemara later on. Now, according to the second Perush in Rashi, and according to the Shita of Rabbein Atam, that holds that your potter and Tzitzis altogether is very good, why now the Baraisa uses the Lashon of Poitrin and Mechayvin rather than Oisrim Matirin? Because everybody is maskim. They're claiming that Tzitzis is mutter. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both are mutter. The question is only whether the Chachomim excused him from wearing Tzitzis in a case where he was wearing a garment of linen or not. Whether the Chachomim prohibited it or not, so therefore you have a Lashon of Poitrin and Mechayvin. Now the Gemara just finished saying that the reason we prohibit him from wearing tzitzis in a garment of linen is because of Vishu Be'im Bikin, and we come to wear klaim even in cases where Shlo B'Mokim Mitzvah. So the Gemara now continues, Omer Le'Rova Bar Rav Chonah Le'Rova, said Rova Bar Rav Chonah to Rova, Ve'Lirmu Be'Yasoro V'Nafkilu Shuk. What do you mean, the Natboki in the Halacha, the klaim B'tzitzis is Muta? Let's teach it to them. Let's take 10 great Talmid Chachomim and have them wear klaim B'tzitzis. Let us show them that they're wearing garments of linen and tzitzis made out of tcheles, that they can see they're wearing klaim B'tzitzis. And let them, V'Nafkilu Shuk, let them walk out into the marketplace and the rabbin, and let's publicize the matter that klaim B'tzitzis is Muta. No one will learn from here anything wrong, because everyone will then go ahead and wear tcheles in their tzitzis, and they'll know it's only been the case of tzitzis that you're allowed to wear klein. Answers the Gemara, no. Kol shkein d'mitamu eloyin. If it'll be that 10 people who are Tamil Chachomim will go out and wear klein, and their tzitzis will say, you see, you're allowed to wear klein. These people will be an example to them that you're allowed to wear klein, not just klein but tzitzis, but klein anytime. Even Shlo B'Mokim Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara. So let's do better. The Lidr Shabbat Pirka, instead of just having people wearing klein betzitzis, let's go teach them in the shiurim that we give to them, in the halachas that we teach to them. Let's teach them the halacha that klein betzitzis is mutter, because we learn it out of the Torah, that we darshan smuchim, and if we enlighten the masses, we don't have to be concerned that the masses will make a mistake and think that klein is going to be mutter, not only with tzitzis, but every place. Answers the Gemara, no. That is true. We could teach the Rabbim that klein betzitzis is mutter, and that tchelis is mutter to be worn with a garment of pishtin, and strings of pishtim are going to be allowed to be worn in a garment of tzema. Where we could teach them that. However, we have a concern. Gezeira mishum kolo ilon. We're afraid that if someone were to wear a garment of linen, and he attaches to that garment chutim of tcheles. If the tcheles is true tcheles, then for sure he has fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we do not have to worry about the fact that he's wearing klayim in his tzitzis, because the Torah permits klayim b'tzitzis. But if the tcheles is false tcheles, the tcheles is not really tcheles, that the color that was placed in here was an imitation tcheles called color ilon, then if it's not real tcheles, then he will be violating the isur of klayim shelo b'mokem mitzvah tzitzis, since he's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tcheles in this garment of pishtan. Therefore, he's going to be wearing klayim shelo b'mokem mitzvah, because since it's not real tcheles, the Torah wouldn't permit him to wear it together with a garment of pishtan. And there he's wearing klayim shelo b'mokem mitzvah. Ask the Gemara. V'lo yehei el olovin. Let us say that it is an imitation tcheles. Let us say that it is really not tcheles at all. Let us say it would even be white chutim. So even if it would be white chutim, he would now be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, even though he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tcheles, but he has the mitzvah of four chutim of tzitzis. True, he thought he was wearing two chutim of lavan and two chutim of tcheles. It ends up that he's wearing four chutim of lavan. Let it be four chutim of lavan, he's still fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the din of smukin tells me that klayim b'tzitzis is muta. Even though that he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, he's still mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and klayim b'tzitzis is going to be muta. Now, this is in the beginning of this parak, brings a raya from here to the shita of the Rashi that we mentioned at the beginning of the parak. That the Rashi shita is that even though that tcheles ain't a makevus alovan, that when you have no tcheles, you still can mekayim the mitzvah of lovan. Nevertheless, you always have to have four chutim. In other words, ideally you would have two chutim of lovan, two chutim of tcheles. And if you had no two chutim of tcheles, Tosfos says, all you need to put in order to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis is two chutim of lovan. But Tosfos then goes on and says, we are noyik to wear four chutim of lovan, the way Rashi says you must. And the raya to Rashi is from this Gemara that we're learning right now. That the Gemara asks the question, v'lo yehei el lovan, even if you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, let the tcheles be considered lovan. Now, if you're already mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with two chutim of lovan, and you don't need four chutim of lovan, then what's the Gemara's question? V'lo yehei el lovan, two chutim of lovan, you were mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and those two chutim can be made out of the same material that the beged is itself. In other words, the two chutim can be pishtan just like the beged is pishtan. So you have no shotness here. And then the two chutim that you put in as tcheles, which turn out to be false tcheles and really is lavan, well, those two lavan are made now out of wool, and since they're not tcheles, it's going to be klayim shalob mokim mitzvah. So what's the Gemara's question? Let them all be considered like lavan. Do we use them for the king of mitzvah tzitzis? The teretz is because in order to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, you need four. So these two, even though they may not be tcheles, but they certainly can be counted in to the four chutim that are required to be mekayim the ikka mitzvah tzitzis. So then let the mitzvah tzitzis, which is now being mekayim through the four chutim, and you need all four chutim. You need the other two also, because without the other two, you wouldn't mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. According to Rashi, let that all be used now in the key mitzvah tzitzis to be derech of the life of klayim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So it's a raya from here to Shitas Rashi, that even though the tcheles ain't makevus alovan, but chute tcheles is makevus alovan. In other words, the two which are placed in the count of tzitzis, in order to have four, you have two lovan and two tcheles. The two tcheles which goes into the minion of tzitzis is certainly required in order to be mekayim mitzvahs tzitzis. And therefore, the Gemara asks very well, even though it's an impasta tcheles, it's not really tcheles, let it be considered just one of the four chutim of lovan. Still, there's a mitzvah tzitzis that is deicha, can be deicha the lav of klai. Answers the Gemara, no, if not for the mitzvah of tcheles, we would not say over here that you can go ahead and violate the Isur of Klai. Because, given the Efshel B'minon, Loi, when it is possible to be Mekai Mitzvah Tzitzis with the same min as the Beget, without violating the Isur of Klai, we do not say that this call of Esed HaGolos is said. Ki derei Shlokish, like Shlokish says, the Omerei Shlokish, Kol Mokum Shatamotze, Asei, the Lo Saseh. Anytime you find a mitzvah saseh in conflict with a Lo Saseh, im ato yechol lekayim shneihem, if you can fulfill both the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah Lo Saseh, in other words, fulfilling the mitzvah saseh without violating the Isur Lo Saseh, mutav. That is good. Then that's the way you should do it. But Timlav, but if you have no other alternative, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah saseh unless you violate the iser of the lo saseh, then yavo asay v'yitches lo saseh. Then let the mitzvah saseh come and override the mitzvah lo saseh. However, here says the Gemara, it is possible to fulfill the mitzvah saseh without violating the lo saseh. You can very easily place on the garment of linen the strings, the chutim of linen. And this way you can be mekayim both the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis together with the mitzvah lo saseh of shatis. Now let us explain. When does the Torah say that you're allowed to wear shatis? That's in a case where you're wearing tchelis. Because in a garment of linen, in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly with tchelis, you have to violate the isur of klein. That's where the Torah tells us, kedilim tasa l'cha, even if it violates the isur of l'silbash shatis. And if you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah with tchelis, then it's efshel l'kayim shneim. You can wear a garment and the tzitzis of the same mean, and therefore you chutim of the same material, and you wouldn't violate the isur of klein, and you would fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now we have to ask a very fundamental question over here. If it is so, as Rosh Lakish says, that the only time we allow klein betzitzis is where it's eif shalakayim shneim, like in a case where you're wearing a garment of linen, and you have to put on tchelis, and it's eif shalakayim shneim, then we understand you have to put the klein into your tzitzis. However, where it's eif shalakayim shneim without tchelis, you wouldn't allow klein betzitzis. Now, why is it that we learned yesterday, in yesterday's Gemara, that the Braisa says that just as chutei tzemer is perfectly shalpishtim, that if you wear a garment of linen that you're allowed to put strings of wool, but you're also allowed to put strings of linen in a garment of wool. That's chutei pishtan perfectly shalpishtim. We said that you can do it the other way around too, that if you're wearing a garment of wool, and of course, then the tchelis will be wool, but that doesn't constitute any klein, yet you can put the strings of love on, the non-tchelis strings can be of pishtan. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, we said the issur of klein doesn't exist. Now, we've just learned over here that Resh Lakish tells us that the issur, the hatter of wearing klein betzitzis, is a davke where it's eif shalakayim shneim. But where it's eif shalakayim shneim, we don't say eser dechalosis. So therefore, if we have a garment of wool, we should make the loven also out of wool. And the Gemara said over there that shel pishtan pet v'shel tzem. Now, the Rambam, it says that eino chanami. That din which is said by Rachba Omer Rav Yehuda is taka arguing with Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, and that's the way we paskin, that b'mokash yev shalakayim shneim, you do not say eser dechalosis, and therefore you will not be able to put chutei pishtan, that means white chutim of linen, in a garment of wool, even though you're wearing tchelis at the same time. Because you could very well be mekayim the mitzvah minamuvcha of tzitzis together with tchelis without violating the isur of klein. And the Kesef Nishlet says, therefore, in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that even when you're wearing tchelis, you may not wear the lovan of pishtan in a garment of tzemel. Because that constitutes an unnecessary violation of klein, because it's efshel kayim shneim. However, Rashi and Rabbi Natam and the Rosh and all the other Rishonim say that is not so. That the din of smuchim tells me that not only am I allowed to wear chutei tchelis, which is wool chutin, together with a beged of pishtan, which is unavoidable shatness, but I'm also allowed to wear strings of chutim of lovan of pishtan together with a garment of wool, even though that you could say in taina that's efshel kayim shneim. Because when the Torah permitted tchelis to be worn together with the beged of pishtim, the Torah was mafkia the din of klein for mitzvah tzitzis, and said that you can wear it in any form, whether you're wearing a garment of pishtim together with strings of tchelis, or you're wearing a garment of tzemer, which is wool, together with strings of pishtim, or whether you're wearing a garment of another material, and you wear the tzitzis made out of pishtim and tzemer together. In all forms, when tchelis is going to be fulfilled, there is no din of klein whatsoever. However, here in the Gemara, when Mishlokish says the din, that we are concerned about Efshel Kaim Shneim, that we're not going to permit Eser Dechalos to send in Yisra, a violation of Klaim, as Davka over here, because we don't have Treles. In an instance when we don't have Treles, then we have to follow the guidelines of Efshel Kaim Shneim. If we can be Mekayim both of them, without violating Yisra of Klaim, by placing the Chutim in the same min as the Begit is, then we're going to say that we will not permit Klaim Mitzitz. However, what is the Gemara saying over here? That even though that Midaraisa, since we're going to be wearing the Tcheles, we should be allowed to wear it, even in a garment of linen, because we're going to say Eser Dechalos is for sure. Nevertheless, they said Kolamata Tcheles Yerushalayim Elu Min Masmiim, because of a Gezeira Mishum Kol Ilam, because we're afraid that the Tcheles will not be authentic Tcheles, and therefore will end up that you, since you're not really wearing Tcheles, that you're going to be violating the Issa Klayim Shloim B'Mokim Mitzvah, because the Heter of Issa Klayim is only B'Mokim Tcheles. A concern that perhaps somebody sold us false Tcheles, therefore we should not wear Tcheles at all, because if it's not really Tcheles, then we're wearing Klayim Shloim B'Mokim Mitzvah. And even though we're fulfilling the Mitzvah of Tzitzis with these two chutim, even though they're not chelis, but it is Efshel Kaim Shnei, and we could fulfill that mitzvah of tzitzis without violating the isa of klai. As the Gemara of Liv Dekuha, let us examine, let us make an inspection of the quality of the chelis, of the dye, to see whether it's really authentic chelis dye. And if we can determine that it's really authentic Tcheles dye, we don't have to prohibit the wearing of Tcheles in Yerushalayim or anywhere, because we will know that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzitzis with the mitzvah of Tcheles, and then we can wear it even in linen garments. So it's asking of Liv Dekuha. There are two perushim of Liv Dekuha. One perush is, let us go ahead and examine the dye pots where the professionals are making the dyes, the blue dye for the Tcheles, and to see whether it's authentic Tcheles. There is a way to examine it to know that it is really Tcheles, and that way we can be certain that we're wearing Tcheles. And the Gemara answers to that, Elegezerim Mishum Te'ima. We're afraid that after we take a little sample out of the dye pot, that will pour back the sample into the pot. And the Gemara is going to tell us later on that if you pour back the sample, the Te'ima, that which you tasted, or better yet, examined, to see to it that whether it's real Tcheles, if you put it back into the pot, the whole pot becomes disqualified for being used for Tcheles. The second package that Rashi brings with the Kuah, not the dye pots, but let us examine the thread of wool which has been dyed blue in Tcheles dye itself. There's a way, the Gemara is going to tell us later on, how you can examine a string of Tcheles to know whether it's real Tcheles or not. And says the Gemara, let us examine the string itself to see whether it's Tcheles. And that the Gemara answers, Gezerim Shum Te'ima, where Geza, that perhaps what you have bought here and what we're examining here is good Tcheles. The only thing is, it was Tcheles which was dyed for the purpose of sampling. If you dyed Tcheles, not l'shem tcheles, but in order to find out whether the tcheles dye will hold in this particular wool, then that this particular tcheles thread is not going to be kosher. It wasn't done l'shma. So therefore, we're worried that the threads that you have now under examination that you're going to test is really samples, and samples of tcheles apostle disqualified from real tcheles. That's gezerah mishum te'ima, where gezo, maybe you're going to be testing a sample, and a sample tcheles is not tcheles. So therefore, when you are going to wear tcheles, you're never sure whether tcheles was made, first of all, whether it was truly tcheles, and secondly, if it was truly tcheles, maybe the tcheles wasn't dyed l'shma. And therefore, we cannot determine by testing whether the tcheles you're wearing is really kosher tcheles. So therefore, we always have to be worried. Perhaps the tcheles you're wearing is not kosher tcheles, and therefore we claim shlobo mokam mitzvah. Ask the Gemara of lichtavo adiska. Let's go ahead and declare in proclamations and set out notices all over those people who are making tcheles to make it properly. That, and also when they test it, they should never pour back the contents of the sample into the pot, or the string that was used as a sample should never be sold and be thrown out. After all, we're not concerned about crooked merchants. We're only concerned about merchants who don't know the halacha. So let the halacha be known among those who make dai of tchelas, how to do it. And says the Gemara, Diske Lekev Elismach, can we really rely on proclamations that are sent out in official letters, published in official letters? Can we rely on that people will listen to it and pay attention to the extent that we will now go ahead and rely on the kashas of all trailers that we buy? Omar Rova, says Rova, Hashto. Now we turn over to Omid Beis. Chomitz mipesach v'yom ad kipugim. Dikoris. Samchino natiske. Hoche de'ese ba'amal lo kolshke. He says, why do you say that you can't rely on the proclamations that you would publish in public announcements? Why wouldn't you rely on it? Don't we rely on it when we have to make a leap year to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan a month later and introduce a second month of Adar where we're going to involve an Issa Koros of Chometz B'Pesach? And it's going to affect eating on Yom Kippur, which is Chiyuv Koros, which is going to affect when Yom Kippur is going to come out that year. There we rely on diske, meaning the proclamations that we'd send out so that everybody know exactly what the halacha is. So hocha, over here, when we're dealing with the mitzvah of tzitzis and treles, the esse ba'alma l'kolshken, there's only an esse. Certainly, we should be able to rely on diske. Why do you say we can't rely on diske when we're telling them exactly the halachas of treles? Why shouldn't we be able to rely on diske? Now the Achronim asked the Kasha, when the Gemara says, Hocha de Esa Ba'alma, it's only Esa Ba'alma, it's only Mitzvah Tchelis, really. We're dealing with something much more serious than a Mitzvah of Tzitzis. We're dealing with Isa of Klaim, which is certainly a lav. Nevertheless, the Gemara's Kasha is still good because it's not a Koras that we're dealing with. And if it is true that we'll rely on this, even in case of Koras, Chometz of Pesach and Yom Kippur, certainly we should be able to rely on it for a lav of Shabbos. Elo Amarov. So Rava therefore comes up with another text. What is the reason that they prohibited the wearing of techeles in Yerushalayim? It can't be the reason that we said before, that people would not know, because we could go and teach them. And it couldn't be the reason because of kol ilan afoni techeles, because we can always check to see whether the techeles is made properly or not, and we could publicize how techeles should be made. Says Rava for a different reason altogether. Elo Amar Rava Homilsa Amra. This is something, a reason that I've said. The Itma b'Amar Rava Mishum de Rabbi Zeira Kavosi. And I heard that in Eretz Yisrael Rabbi Zeira also said a similar explanation as to why we do not wear tcheles in a beged of pishta. The reason is because Shema Yikora Sadino V'Sorgimu V'Yitzarenu. We are afraid that perhaps the garment into which he's going to place his tchelas was torn at the bottom portion corner where the strings are supposed to be placed in. The Soch Gimel means within the space of three breadths of the thumb, of the agudel, from the corner of the beged back up three agudlim. That is the corner where the beged is supposed to have its tzitzis placed. If in that corner this linen garment tore, there was a tear there, and then he's going to go ahead and sew it up, that could cause a problem. Because Vatera Amra Tase Volomina Osa. Because the Torah says in connection with tzitzis gedilim tase lecho, you have to make the tzitzis Volomina Osa and shouldn't be of itself made. And we shall explain. Rashi explains as follows, that we're afraid. We're afraid that before he ever put his tzitzis into this linen garment, that down there on the corner where the tzitzis is supposed to be placed in, there was at one time a tear. It tore over there. And then he sewed it up. Now, what type of thread would he use to sew it up? Obviously he's going to use a linen thread because he doesn't want to make it shotness. So he uses linen threads. And after he's finished sewing it up, he will leave the thread, the chutat figo, he'll leave the thread there hanging, as if it were one of the tzitzis. So he leaves one or two, Rashi learns two of the threads were hanging there in the place where he sewed it up, where it was torn. Now that happens to be exactly the place where the tzitzis are supposed to be placed in this garment. So now this garment has a corner with already two threads of linen strings hanging out of it. And then he comes and adds two threads of tcheles. In order to be mekayem the mitzvah of tcheles, he'll put tcheles in. And now he's got four strings, two of lavan and two of tcheles. However, the lavan, which he was relying on to be fulfilling the mitzvah, were strings that were placed there shelo l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When he put them in, he didn't put it in l'shma. He left these strings there as a part of his sewing job, and he just left the strings hanging. Now, when he places the other two strings of tcheles l'shem tzitzis, that's very fine. The only thing is, he doesn't have the lavan l'shem tzitzis. Since the Pishtin strings were not placed there l'shem tzitzis, and the Torah says, Tase, you have to make the tzitzis l'shem tzitzis, l'omen osui, and the tzitzis can't become considered retroactively tzitzis, even though you went ahead and put tcheles in there, but these tzitzis, which were not originally put in l'shem tzitzis, cannot become now kosher tzitzis, and therefore you'll have klaim shalom b'mokeh mitzvahs tzitzis. So once again, Rabbi explains the reason that we say that you cannot put tcheles into a garment of linen. The reason they asked tcheles to be placed into a garment of linen was because Shema Yikor Sadino Basel Gimel. Since it is linen, it tears very easily. And we're afraid that this garment tore right down there in the strategic spot where the tzitzis are made. And the lovan and the linen strings over here are really linen strings that were there before the tzitzis were placed into the garment. In other words, they were there already from before. They were mina osu. They were not placed in the act of gedilim tasalacha, of making tzitzis, the kashrus, but they were there already there before, and they didn't tasav alom and osu. So these are not going to be kosher tzitzis, and therefore it's going to be klein shlobo mokam mitzvah. And therefore he says you shouldn't wear tcheles in any garment made of sadin, of pisht. Now Tosis brings a different pesach and explains it as follows. That Shema Yikor Sadinu B'Sor Gimel Yiferenu means like this, that we're afraid that perhaps the garment will lose its corners, that the beget, in order to be chayv tzitzis, has to have dalet kamtzis, and if it lost its corners and it has no dalet kamtzis, it's part of a tzitzis. And if you would cut off a corner of a tzitzis and then sew it back onto the beget, so you're having tzitzis now on a beged, which is really, in essence, part of tzitzis. And if the tzitzis has tcheles in it, so you have now klayim in a tzitzis, shlobo mokim mitzvah. Now, in Daf Memalev, we will learn this halacha in more detail. However, here we shall say simply that the chashash is that we are going to be dealing with a beged which has lost its chiyuv in tzitzis, and therefore when we put the corners back on, according to one shita that we'll learn, the pshat is that it never becomes chayv and tzitzis again. Therefore, it becomes tzitzis shlobo mokim mitzvah. According to another perish, when you sew it back on again, it becomes then chayv and tzitzis. But here you're talking about sewing back the corner together with the tzitzis already on it, and it's taseh v'lo min osi. The tzitzis has to be placed into a beged that is now chayv and tzitzis. But if I place first the tzitzis in the corner and then put the corner onto the tzitzis, that's taseh v'lo min osi, and it's not going to be kosher tzitzis, so here it would have been klaim shlobo mokim mitzvah. So therefore, says Rav, I'm afraid that perhaps it's going to be torn off, and then it's going to be sewn back, and it's going to be klaim shlobo mokim mitzvah. And we say the Gemara that shorer Rabbi Zeir l'sadine. For that reason, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Zeir himself, when he had a garment of linen, he took off his tzitzis from that garment. Now, whether he took off the entire tzitzis, or whether he took off the tcheles, is dependent upon the machlokas that we mentioned early in this year today, between Rabbi Natam and the other Rishon. That according to Rashi, when it says shorer Rabbi Zeir l'sadine, that Rabbi Zeir took it off of his linen garment, all he took off was the tcheles, but he still left the tzitzis on there, because according to Rashi, a garment of linen still is chayiv b'tzitzis, and you must, however, place the tzitzis, which is the same min as the sadim, which means linen tzitzis. And when Rabbi Shammai said Petrin, he means we parted only from tcheles. And when it says that they did not place tcheles in Yerushalayim, kol amat tcheles b'Yerushalayim, enu menu masmiyim, that means only tcheles. However, the rest of tzitzis, they certainly wore, even in a garment of linen. However, couldn't Rabbeinu Tam show Reb Zer Lesadine, means he took off the tire tzitzis from his garment of linen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, remember, he learns that the Gezev of the Chachomim, the Isa of the Chachomim, was not to wear any tzitzis at all in a garment of linen, because the Chashash, maybe we will wear tchelis if we wear tzitzis altogether. And we explained that the Chachomim have a koyach to do such a thing, the Sheva Al Tas. Now the Gemara continues and adds one more teretz. Rabbi Rav Zeira Omar Gezeira Nami Mishum Kisus Lailo. Now, if you go to the word Nami, this could very well be the same Rabbi Zeira that is mentioned just a moment ago. The Rabbi Zeira of Eretz Yisrael, who took off his treles from the linen garment, could be the same Rabbi Zeira who says here another reason. Gezeira Nami, another reason why we shouldn't wear treles on our garments of linen. Because Gezeira Mishum Kisus Laila. That means that since the mitzvah of tzitzis is only in effect during the day, when it is possible to see the tzitzis, as it says the Risham also, but at night we're potter for mitzvah of tzitzis, and this would be Gezeira Shita, the Laila of Zavzman Tzitzisu, and it's one of the mitzvahs of Seishas Man Groma for that reason. And therefore, if one wears tzitzis during the day, and he comes into the night with those tzitzis, and the tzitzis are constituted with tcheles, in other words, with klayim, then he's going to violate the iser of klayim, because since there's no chiyuv tzitzis b'layla, he is going to be violating the iser of klayim every night when he wears tzitzis. So therefore, they said he should not wear tcheles in a garment of linen, because mishum ksus layla. Now this is what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that even though that this is a garment which is miyuchad liyom, but if he's going to wear it at night, the fact that the Torah says, Re'isa Meso, it comes to exclude Laila. That if you're going to wear tzitzis during the night, there's no chiv to wear tzitzis during the night. And if you're wearing a beged with shatnis on the tzitzis, even though that during the day it's perfectly okay, but at night you're going to be violating your seklaim, therefore don't wear it during the day either. Because we're afraid you might wear it at night. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, different from Rashi, that Zera Mishum Ksus Laila means differently. That even though a garment which is miyuchad liyom, it's supposed to be worn only during the day. However, if you wear it at night, you're also chayiv in tzitzis. And therefore, if you wear a garment which is miyuchad liyom, which is especially for the daytime, a day garment, you wear it at night, you're also obligated to wear tzitzis. And therefore, if you wear tcheles in it, and it wears klayim, but tzitzis is also allowed. There's no reason. So what are we afraid of? Mishum ksus laila. As explains Rabbeinu Tam, mishum ksus hamyuchad laila. Pajamas. Those garments which are exclusively worn at night are potter from tzitzis. They're excluded from the words of Risham also, that we exclude ksus laila, the garment of night. So we're afraid if you're going to be allowed to put tcheles into your linen garments that you wear during the day, you might come to put tcheles into your linen garments that you wear during the night. And since during the night time you're potter from tzitzis and you're ksus hamyuchad laila, for those garments of night, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you don't have to wear tzitzis and you place tzitzis with tcheles in it, and it were a linen garment, you're going to have klayim shalova mokimitz. Therefore, they said, eliminate the wearing of tcheles from all linen garments, so that you shouldn't come to wear a ksus lilo with tcheles and wear klayim shalova mokimitz. The Gemara now continues with the following statement of Rova, similar to what was said before. Rova, Rova, homil sa'amre. The following statement I said, the Itma b'Ma'arov b'Mishmeda Rav Zera Kavosi, and also I understand that it was said in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rav Zera, similar to what I've said. The halacha also pertaining to tzitzis, he shall beg it. If the beged itself is made of material which would be chayiv b'tzitzis, such as tzemer u'pishtim, but kinofeh she'or, but the corners of the beged were fitted with leather corners. And those leather corners were sewn in the place of the material corners to make them more secure. The din is, chayet, that garment is going to be obligated to have tzitzis placed upon it. On the other hand, he shall all, if the whole garment is made out of leather, the knofel shall beg it, but the corners were fitted with either wool or linen corners, then betura. Then the whole garment is put from tzitzis. Why? My time is, asked the Gemara, because ikir beg it be'inin. You look at the main garment. What is this garment? Is it tzemer or pishtim? Then you chayv betzitzis. If the garment is made of or, then you're not chayv betzitzis. And we're not concerned with what the corners are made of. Rav Achoy or the Basar Kona. From the other hand, Rav Achoy says that we only look at the corner. The corner is the determiner whether this is a beged which is chayv tzitzis or not. And if the garment is linen, but the corner is leather, then it's going to be potter from tzitzis. On the contrary, if the garment is from leather, but the corners are from linen or wool, then it's going to be chayv tzitzis. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schoir, Amar Rav Huna. Hita lebala sholosh. If a person puts tzitzis onto a beged of three corners, in other words, the beged only had three corners to start with. He never had the fourth corner. Now we know the Torah says, Al Alba Kanvas Kesuscho Asher Techasebo, that you have to put tzitzis on a garment of four corners. However, if it had only three corners, there's no chiv of tzitzis. But if you place the tzitzis on the three corners which existed on a given beged, the Hishlima La'arba, and then you made a fourth corner onto that garment, you cut a fourth corner into this garment, giving it now four corners, then Sula, then even the three tzitzis which you put on there originally is also going to be disqualified being considered kosher tzitzis. You'll have to remove them and start all over again, put tzitzis on. Why? Mishum ta'asev l'man osu. Since the Torah says, gedilim ta'asev l'cho, al-albas kamfas kesuscho, that you have to place the tzitzis on a garment which is obligated to have tzitzis on it. However, when you place the tzitzis on these three corners, this tzitzis was not obligated to have tzitzis, therefore it would be considered min ha'osui. Now that you have a fourth corner fitted on this, and you place the fourth tzitzis on it, it would not be considered, the three original tzitzis would not be considered tzitzis that were made to kashrus, that because they were not made with the chiyuv of tzitzis on them. And therefore, it would be disqualified because of tasev l'man osui. Ask the Gemara, kashrus from a b'raisa, meisvei. We learned that Hasidim HaRishonim, the Hasidim who went with Nima Shuras Hadin, and as Rashi says, there was reason for mitzvahs. Kivin Sh'orgu Bogimu Hoyimatilu Lotrelus. As soon as they would weave on the loom a piece of cloth which they were intend to wear as a talus, the size of three etzbos, that means they would have the loom, the width of the loom, and would produce a piece of cloth that was now three etzbos deep. As soon as the cloth had the depth of three etzbos, they would immediately place tzitzis onto the two corners of this cloth that was now coming off the loom. Now, even though the cloth now has only two corners, because the cloth is in the process of being manufactured, and when the cloth eventually would be completed and have the other two corners at the other end, they would place the tzitzis at the other end. So we see, because there was zrizim b'mitzvahs, they would place tzitzis onto the cloth before the cloth had four corners. It only had two corners, and they would already place tzitzis into it, and would be considered zrizim, they would be called chassidim for this. So we see that placing tzitzis onto a garment which did not yet have four corners is still considered tzitzis, and we don't consider tasev v'lo min ha'osui. Now the Rishonim point out that the Gemara doesn't mean to ask over here on the din of tasev v'lo min ha'osui. Certainly, these chassidim and Rishonim also held Mishnah Tzukah, which says hidlo aleos hagefen v'sadalas, that if you put posel eschach onto the sukkah that is mechuba lekarka v'achar kachotcha, and then you cut it off, says the Mishnah in Tzukah, that psula that's posel mishum tasevum, and also since you put on posel eschach to start with and then retroactively you wish to make it kosher by detaching it from the ground, that's certainly going to be tasevum and also. They also agree that to that din of tasevum and also. That's where the mitzvah was done b'tzul, where it was posel schach. But over here we're talking about putting kosher tzitzis on to a beged at a time when the beged is not yet chayiv tzitzis. This is what we're discussing here. We're discussing whether if you do a mitzvah when you're not yet chayiv in the mitzvah, and then you only become chayiv later, whether that's going to be called tasev l'lo min ha'osui. That's the question over here. Where you place tzitzis onto a beged before it became obligated to have tzitzis. That's what Rava says that is going to be considered tasev l'lo min ha'osui. That's a chiddush, because it's not like the Mishnah Psukah where it was done b'psul, whether you have a posel l'schach and then you wish to make it kosher retroactively. Here you're talking about where you have kosher tzitzis placed into a garment which the garment is not yet chayiv tzitzis. The question is whether do we say tasev l'lo min ha'osui even when it's done b'ptur, when it's not required to be done. So here is that question, and that's what they were trying to bring a raya from the Chassidim HaRishonim, that they placed tzitzis onto the garment before the garment was required to have tzitzis. And therefore, they wanted to prove from that if you do it, Biftuch, it's not like doing it Biftuch. Biftuch certainly would say Tasa woman also. But here you're doing it Biftuch, where you're not yet obliged to put the tzitzis on. Yet, we could possibly consider it still to be said that it's considered Tasa and it's not Volumina also. And said that you see from the Hasidim Rishonim. Answers the Gemara, no. The Pshat in the Mishnah of the Chabrais of the Hasidim Rishonim that they put the tzitzis onto the garment when it had yet only three etzbos, it means that's at the end of the garment, not at the beginning of the garment coming off the loom. But Kivan, answers the Gemara, Ema Kivan Shepotsu Bo Gimu, when they came to complete the last three etzbos of this garment which they were intending to use as a talis, then they already put the tchelis in, they already put the tzitzis into the garment. In other words, when it came to the conclusion of the garment, when it was coming off the balloon, the last three etzbos, when they came already within the last three etzbos of the garment and material coming off the loom, then they already put the tzitzis into the four corners. There you already have four corners. You're only lacking the last two etzbos. And that doesn't mean that you didn't have your four corners yet, because this is where you're supposed to place your tzitzis, within the three etzbos of the corners. So we already have a beged which is chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore we have no proof from here that if you place tzitzis biptur when you're not yet obligated to do so, that it would be considered a good placing of tzitzis. Could very well be that just as we say placing a tzitzis biptur, doing a mitzvah biptur is called tasa v'lo min osui, that could very well be that doing a biptur is also tasa v'lo min osui. That's what the Gemara is going to ask over here. Do we say tasa v'lo min osui in a case like this? You mean to tell me that you do say tasa v'lo min osui even in a case where it is done biptur? In other words, you put kosher tzitzis, but you were not yet obliged to do so, that would also be considered tasa v'lo min osui. V'homer Rav Zeira, I'll prove to you that you don't say that, because Rav Zeira says hitul mutelis kishera. Rav Zeira says that if you place tzitzis onto a garment which already has tzitzis. In other words, your purpose was to place new tzitzis on an old garment with old tzitzis. You want to get rid of the old tzitzis and have new tzitzis, but you didn't take off the old tzitzis first, but you put new tzitzis onto the garment while it still had old tzitzis on that. Now, the old tzitzis being on the garment fulfilled the obligation of this garment, and this garment along was chayiv in tzitzis. So you placed tzitzis on a garment that was not obliged to have tzitzis. And yet Rav Zeira says it's kosher. So we're seeing from Rav Zeira that he seems to hold that we don't say tasev lomen osu. Now, this is, of course, cannot be said that Rav Zeira doesn't hold tasev lomen osu, because Rav Zeira was the one, if you remember, who said before that the reason that we are not permitting sadin betzitzis, that we don't allow tchelis to be worn in a garment of linen, is because of the reason of Shema Yikora Sadino, which we said was the reason of Tasa Voluminosi. So Rav Zeira certainly holds the Tasa Voluminosi. However, we want to bring a raya from Rav Zeira that this kind of Tasa Voluminosi is nothing wrong with it. That if it was done Bipsu, either you did put possible tzitzis in to start with, or like over there, you put the tzitzis in shalom lishma, and then you try to fix it up with the tchelis, that we say is not going to be kosher. But over here, Rabbi Zeira is talking about where you place kosher tzitzis into a garment that was only putter from tzitzis. It wasn't possible, but it was potter. It was unnecessary to put the tzitzis in. There, Rabbi Zeira does not hold, we want to say, he does not hold of the din of Tasa v'lomen osui. Even though it wasn't necessary to place the tzitzis into a garment which already had tzitzis, there was no chiyuv at that time when he put the second set of tzitzis onto this garment which already had tzitzis. Yet, Rabbi Zeira says it's kosher. And the reason must be because it was being done when it was potter. And it wasn't done when it was puzzled. So we want to bring a raya from here that Rabbi Zeira will not hold the din of Tasa v'lomen osui when it was done biptu, as long as it wasn't done bipsu. And if it is true that we don't say Tasa v'lomen osui in such a case where it was done biptu, then of course we'll have the kasha on Rava, that Rava said in the name of Rav Huna that Hidra Bala Sholosh is going to be puzzled because of Tasa v'lomen osui, since over there it was only done biptu and not bipsu. Omar Rava answers Rava no. The truth is that we also hold Tasa v'lomen osui even in a case where it was done when it wasn't required, not only when it was done b'psul, but even in the case when it is done b'ptur, when it wasn't required, and later on becomes required, we'll say also that's called tasav l'manosu. And if you ask why over here by hitul mutelis is it kosher, he says it's different. Because hashta in this case of hitul mutelis, the baltosiv koi, when he places the second set of tzitzis onto this garment, which already has the first set, he's going to violate the Issur Torah called Bal Tosa. The Torah said there are certain mitzvahs which have a certain required number of objects that must be involved in that mitzvah. You're not supposed to add on to it. Like, you're not supposed to add more than four parshas in the tefillin. You're not supposed to have more than four tzitzis on the garment. And if you're going to have eight, you're violating the Issur Bal Tosa. So since you're going to violate the Issur Bal Tosa, ma'aseh lo have it. It's not going to be considered a ma'aseh. Rashi explains this to mean like this: the kiven de over al divrei Torah. Since you're violating that which the Torah told you not to do, lo mikre ma'aseh, we can't consider it a true act. Well, when the Torah says gedilim tasalecha, you're supposed to make tzitzis al gava kavus k'suska, and you did it in a way which violated the Torah. Torah's intention. We can't consider your ma'aseh a ma'aseh. We don't consider your act an act. And therefore, when you placed the second set of tzitzis in the garment, we didn't consider it an act at all. It wasn't considered like you did a ma'aseh. Now when you go ahead and chop off the first pair of tzitzis, says Rashi, ki paskil l'kamoi, hi havai asiyosin de basroi. When you chop off the first set of tzitzis, that act of snipping shall be considered the construction of the second set of tzitzis. Since by placing the second set of tzitzis you're doing a ma'isa aveira, so we're not machshiv, we're not considering your act of an aveira as a ma'isa. Therefore, when you go ahead and take away, snip off, cut off the first old set of tzitzis, that's going to be considered the act of now placing tzitzis in this beged. A very difficult explanation, yet this is what Rashi says. That since you're violating the Issur Bal Tosa, ma'aseh lo have, it's not called a ma'aseh, and therefore when you go ahead and you tear the tzitzis off that were originally there, that's called the act, that's when you're doing the ma'aseh, and then therefore it will be kosher at that time. So there is no tasav lo menasu here at all, because your ma'aseh was not considered a ma'aseh at all. It only becomes a ma'aseh after the first tzitzis are removed, and then you did the ma'aseh bekashas. Maski for rapope, so on that teretz of Rav Rapope asked, and he asked, "Mimayde gavri la sufik kumachavin?" That would be good if you say that he is truly violating the Issur Bal Tosa. But in order to violate the Issur Bal Tosa, you have to have the intention to be adding to the number of tzitzis that the Torah required. But dilma levetuva kumachavin? Maybe his intention was to that these should replace the other. That's very logical. That's why he's doing it. He wants these to replace the other. He had no kavana to add these to the other. Ubal Tosiv leka. Therefore, there is no violation of the Issur Torah. So since he was not violating an aveir of the Torah, we consider his act of placing tzitzis into the garment as a ma'isa choshuv, ma'isa ikir, there is a ma'isa, yet his ma'isa had no avail, there was no consequence to his ma'isa, it didn't affect the kashrus of the beged because there was already tzitzis on this beged from before. So these new additional tzitzis didn't bring about an fulfillment of obligation of this beged. Later on, when he takes off the old tzitzis, it's a true case of tasav lomel also in should be puzzled. And yet it says Hitul Mutelis is kosher. So the kasha goes back to where it was before. So it seems to be variety from here that Tasav Lomanosu, in a case where it was done Betul, is not going to be considered Tasav Lomanosu. Now, Yotzimit Varein, according to Shitas Rashi, if a person places tzitzis on a garment which already has tzitzis, if he has kavona to be motive to make it eight tzitzis instead of four, since there was a kavona for Bal Tosa, so he say was Maisa was no Maisa, therefore when he removes the old tzitzis, it's going to the second tzitzis will be considered the kosher tzitzis by snipping off the old tzitzis. However, if he had a kavona to be mevatel to replace the old tzitzis, then the second pair of tzitzis will not be kosher because it's a true case of tasa v'lomenosi. However, the Rambam learns the opposite of Rashi and Tosfos here and holds that if you had kavona to be motzif and you wanted to have eight tzitzis on the garment instead of four, and then, since you violated the Issur Bal Tosa, then for sure it's considered a ma'aseh. If you're going to be guilty for an aveira of Bal Tosa, you certainly did a ma'aseh. So he learns shat in the Gemara. Hashto, Bal Tosa koi, ma'aseh lahave. If there's a violation of Bal Tosa, certainly we consider it a ma'aseh. So according to the Rambam, it's the opposite. It's that if you violate Bal Tosa, then for sure, the second bear tzitzis is not going to be considered kosher tzitzis because because you placed the tzitzis with a maaser, but the maaser didn't affect anything. And now, retroactively, when you want to take off the old tzitzis and want to be kosher, it's not going to be kosher because it's tassel and osay. But on the other hand, if you had a kavanah to replace these tzitzis with a new pair of tzitzis, and therefore you wanted to eliminate the old tzitzis, so we consider these tzitzis being done to kashrus because you had intention to place tzitzis now that they are going to function as the real tzitzis of the beged, and the old tzitzis will be removed. So here you have a kosher tzitzis. So if you had a kavanah to be mevatel, then the second pair of tzitzis will be considered kosher tzitzis. You did a maaser bekashrus. But if you had a kavanah to be maaser, then the second pair of tzitzis will not be kosher because of tassel v'loman osay. For a clarification of this explanation in the Gemara, according to the Rambam, I am Kesef Mishneh Perek Aleph, Milchus Tzitzis, Halacha Tezvos.